If you have a social worker coming to your house and you're saying, my child is two, do I think they would qualify? The answer is no. And I'm saying no because right off the bat, you didn't say enough. What I'm learning in the one-on-one calls is I'm having to dig for so much information from some of the parents to find out, does your child even qualify? Because parents are forgetting that they're such in a routine. So just by saying, my child is two, what are the behaviors that your child does or lack of behaviors that requires protection? Are they able to dress themselves? Are they able to feed themselves? Do they elope? Are they nonverbal? Are they aware of danger? Do they have self-injury? Are they on a feeding tube? Do they need help with their menstrual cycle and changing, you know, incontinence supplies, whatever they're called? I'm a female, I should know, right? But is your child able to feed themselves? Do they use utensils? Do you have to prepare special meals for your child and cut them into smaller portions? For instance, for so long, my son was unable to just and separate from the food, meaning take a bite out of food. I'm talking to a lot of you guys. A lot of children still can't do that, even at 5, even at 6, even at 7. So that requires hours right there for protective supervision. And what are you going to be doing during the visit? Are you just going to be sitting down like this while your child is running amok throughout the whole house? And then you don't see your child? See, where I'm sitting right now, my autistic son is right there and I can see him, right? But if you're just chilling, is what I'm trying to say, during the visit, you need to do things that are going to show you how you protect your child. Like whether you're feeding them on a feeding tube, do that during the visit. Whether you're having to protect them nonstop, do that during the visit. There's certain times of the day, my autistic son, he just don't stop moving and he don't stop trying to escape. He doesn't stop trying to stop the self-injury. Have it during those times. So that way the social worker can fully see everything and provide documentation from therapists, from doctors. I gotta go. I have an ebook. I have one-on-one calls as well too, and I'll try to go live.